Chinese Hitch Hackers. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief. Ordinary hackers attack from outside the computer. But Bloomberg's Jordan Robertson reports that 4 years ago, the U.S. government caught China implanting stowaway chips that were hacking computers from the inside.
It involved a unit of China's People's Liberation Army embedding malicious microchips into server motherboards that were bound for U.S. companies.
And these hitch hacker chips are really tiny. If you look at a Lincoln penny, they'd be about the size of Lincoln's ear. And because they're embedded in the electronics, antivirus programs are useless.
That means every time the server boots up, it infects the machine. It's a permanent infection.
He says close to 30 companies were affected by this. Of course, all of them deny it. China denies it. But think about it. Pretty much every U.S. computer company uses Chinese factories. China, which is a police state, owns at least 51% of every factory. The only surprise would be if they didn't try to hitchhack. But don't worry, they're not after our personal information.
They don't care about consumer data. They care about long-term access to corporate intellectual property and sensitive government networks. That's why you do an attack like this.
That's what it's about. They're not trying to hack our bank accounts. All they want is the nuclear codes. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.